The pandemic's been stressful on normally harmonious families trying to juggle working from home, add in distance learning and caring duties for relatives. It's tough going. It's more difficult for those in Victoria. Imagine what it's like for separating families or those going through the courts for divorce, settlement and custody. Will Alstergren is the Chief Justice of the Family Court of Australia and the Federal Circuit Court. Chief Justice, thanks for talking to AM. How seriously do you rate the problem of family violence right now?
So, Barbara, I think there's a real problem in family violence, particularly talking to the people at the coalface. There, between March and July, when this pandemic hit the courts, and we've been able to monitor it, in the Federal Circuit Court, which does about 90% of family law work, we've seen a jump of almost 70% in urgent applications. And in the family court, doing the more complex work, the jump has been almost 200%. That's in urgent cases. While it's not possible to predict what will happen over the coming months, there is a real fear that that will increase further. One of the reasons for that, I think, is that speaking to people at the coalface, speaking to the women's legal groups like Helen Matthews and Tanya Clark, who do a fantastic job in Melbourne, speaking to Hayley Foster in New South Wales and others, it is really interesting to see what they say about it. And what they say is there's a real fear amongst them that once economic factors have even more of a bite, we're seeing unemployment go up by almost 11-12%. As that happens, there will be more focus, there will be more stress on families and more prevalence of family violence is what we're really concerned about. Now, it might take a little bit of time for people to issue, particularly in lockdown, because people are together, you know, they're locked in together. So we may see it in a couple of months, but there certainly is a spike going on, and there's some real concerns.
Are you well equipped to deal with this spike? And is the lockdown alone a factor for this sharp increase?
Well, I think there's a number of things. The lockdown itself, I suppose the economic factors of the lockdown, the fact that people are actually in a situation together may cause greater stress. Having children at home in shared parenting arrangements as well, we're having people who cannot fulfil the obligations they may have entered into or been ordered by the court in the best interest of the child. And, you know, there might be supervision places that are shut. People aren't getting access to the children the way they wanted to. Otherwise, they are locked up in home in a situation where there's a lot of tension. We have looked at this from this point of view. When this first started, we made sure that the court, it was simply not possible for the court to have to close. We provide an essential service for Australian families. Each and every judge, registrar and staff member of the court made a commitment that wanted to continue on the best way we can. We went into electronic hearings, and to ask your question about how do we deal with these this spike, we've been able to actually put a number of initiatives in so people actually, funnily enough, are almost better off in this circumstance. They don't have to come to court. They can actually have electronic hearings if they need to. They can be sitting in there in a separate room. They can be sitting in a car. They can be sitting in a refuge centre, whatever they need to do to try and get access to court. They can do it by a mobile phone through at Microsoft Teams or on the telephone for hearings. And we can make orders. The courts remained open, and we're doing between 85 and 95% of what we were doing before the pandemic. But I think the thing we have to recognise is we have to operate in a different way. We started a thing called the COVID-19 list. Angela Lynch in the Women's Legal Group in Queensland was her idea. We adopted it. We've got this great network of women's legal groups and men's groups who are really helping us with that. And what we've said is if people issue where there's a contravention, there's other difficulties, and it's COVID-related and urgent, we will actually make sure that one of our fantastic national registrars will hear them and deal with the matter as best they can within 72 hours. It's probably a world first. But we have to do more. We have to be more, I think, work further with electronic means to make sure that people get access to justice. The most vital thing about this is making sure that people get access to justice and they get it quickly. They can't be waiting, particularly, dare I say, people that are victims of domestic violence or family violence, particularly women who are suffering and vulnerable parties. We're a society where there is one woman a week dying, one child every 2 weeks and one man a month. That's an absolute disgrace, and it's getting worse. We must do something about it, and as a court, we have to adapt to do it as quickly as we can.
We've got a number of issues to get through quickly. Before COVID hit, you were trying to tackle a backlog of cases in the family court. Some cases have been dragging on for 3 and 4 years. Are you still trying to do that while you're trying to, you know, under the circumstances of restriction?
Absolutely. What we've done is we've looked at these cases and thought we can adapt them to Microsoft Teams. We're identifying every case we can that's over 2 years old, and we're calling it on, seeing what the issues are. Some of them are settling. Others we're sending to mediation or arbitration if it's a property matter or if it's a safe matter in parenting. Otherwise, we're trying to get them on as quickly as we can. We're freeing up cases so the judges are still doing trials. They're still doing urgent applications. And as I said, we're doing about 90% of what we were doing before. So we're actually reducing the backlog. Now, obviously, we've had an increase recently because, as you can appreciate, there's a lot more work coming in. And we can't be as efficient as we were face-to-face. But we're still looking at the backlog and we're still looking at how we can reduce cases to get people out of the system as quickly as they can. And that's in all states, including in Adelaide.
And the court is trialling a new way of assessing violent cases in Adelaide, Brisbane and Parramatta. In a nutshell, what are you trying to do?
What we've done is this. We've looked at how we can, not only with the COVID list, but also with the thing called the Lighthouse Project and the Evatt list, we've looked at better risk screening and triaging cases as quickly as possible. So there's a pilot the government's funded for Parramatta, Brisbane and Adelaide. It's risk screening in relation to parenting matters, the safety risks, and using a thing called DOORS, which is a web-based screening tool, which is the first in the world for that. We're using triaging matters in an appropriate way and getting a proper pathway for them, and also we can refer them to safety planning and service referral. And we're trying to identify high-risk matters. When we can get them and identify them, we put them into a thing called the Evatt list, named after Elizabeth Evatt, our first Chief Justice, and it's specialised and highly skilled judges and staff dealing with those matters to ensure that they're properly dealt with. We're also doing co-location of child protection and police services in registries. Unfortunately, Victoria is the only place we haven't got the police in, but we've got the other services in. I'll be talking to the police minister about trying to get them to Victoria, and that's making a massive difference. So you can information share between the services and the state courts in relation to intervention orders.
Chief Justice, thanks for talking to AM.
Thanks for Ms. Sabra.
That's Will Alstergren, the Chief Justice of the Family Court of Australia and the Federal Circuit Court.